This is a Social Storytellers podcast.
Welcome to We Are the Watchers. Tom. And Leah. Watchers.
Welcome to We Are the Watchers, episode 86. Yes, 86. We are doing a listener question special because, Tom, you are, well, I mean, you're here right now, but when this goes to air, I'm sorry, when this gets released,
yes.
Radio stuff,
okay.
You will be in the US.
Correct.
On adventures.
Adventures.
So what will you have seen by this time, do you reckon? So
by this time?
By Thursday the whatever.
I'll have been at Anaheim for a few nights and lived my best Star Wars life at Batuu in Galaxy's Edge.
Blue milk?
Yeah, I'll smash out some of that.
If you could, that'd be great.
Yeah.
I need a photo of it.
I'm going to be watching out for Bantha Poodoo and all sorts of ickiness. But that'll be very cool. And then I think when this goes out, I'll be at Universal Studios and my fingers are triply crossed that Jurassic World will be open.
Oh, yes.
Because the area is open, but the ride is not open yet.
I actually can't think of anybody that I know who deserves for that to be open more than you.
Because
I know you are, like, Jurassic Park is your thing.
I just want to see how it looks now because I've been on that ride so many times and I love it. And there's new scenes and there's a bit where you're meant to, like, not the ride doesn't go underwater, but you go inside and you go past the tank where the, I think it was a Kronosaurus, no, either the Mosasaurus or the Kronosaurus, I can't remember, is floating around from Jurassic World.
Nice.
The one that jumps out and eats the great white shark.
Yes.
I want to see that.
You're making me want to watch Jurassic Park movies again.
They're very good. Mm. Not the third one. The third one's pretty bad.
I saw the first one not long ago. It's nice to revisit it.
First one is fantastic.
It really
Second one
is.
Has some great moments that I enjoy. Jurassic World has some great moments that I enjoy. Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom is pretty average. And Jurassic Park 3 is bad.
Did you end up playing the Jurassic Park game where you're in charge of...
The park?
The parks?
Hell yeah. Evolution. Played that a lot. They're the same people that are making Planet Zoo coming out later this year. You know, the game that's going to stop my life.
Yeah. That.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. The one that's going to Stardew Valley you. I get it.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
All right, let's jump into the questions. First one will be Maddie. Hey, guys. Just binged all of Orange is the New Black in preparation for the new and last sad face emoji season. Now I have a hole that needs filling with another show. Any recommendations? Like Orange is the New Black.
A hole that needs filling. Have you ever seen Hung with Thomas Jane?
That's not bad, actually.
It's not bad at all, but that'd fill your hole.
Yeah, it would. I can't remember her name, but his pimp, who was a lady, she was good. She's exactly what you don't expect a pimp to be.
Yeah.
But she pulled it off spectacularly. All right, so Orange is the New Black. Why don't you go for Russian Doll?
Sure. Feel like a bit of Natasha Lyonne.
Yeah, and if you haven't seen it, it's really good. I thoroughly enjoyed
Just
that.
Just the one season, yeah? So
yeah,
far.
But they have released, they have announced that there's a second one coming out. So that's pretty exciting. Yeah.
I don't know. Russian nesting dolls.
Yeah, just more of it, please. I don't know how they're going to do it. I don't care. I'm just happy to go along with the ride. So, there are a couple of shows that are worthwhile. There's another one on the tip of my tongue, but I just can't think of it right now. Do you remember that one from ages ago? Master of None?
With Aziz Ansari.
Such a great show.
Mm.
If that's still hanging around.
There's two seasons of
that. Two seasons. I preferred, out of all of them, I'd say the first three or four episodes of the second season, that was where the show was just prime, where he was in Italy.
Sure, because he was with Eric, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, such a good show.
And for those of you who don't know the connection, Eric on that show, I can't even remember what he is. Is his name Eric on?
I don't think so.
That's Eric from Tim and Eric that I'm obsessed with.
So it was always going to be something that you loved.
Yeah.
Perfect. Rosa has sent an email in. Oh, by the way, all of these are from thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
Send them through and we'll get to them next mailbag.
Yeah, exactly. Hi, Watchers. It's clear you both keep up with a lot of shows. How many do you actually keep up with, though? And how do you know when to let go and move on to something else? I must say there's shows that, like I talk, you know, you talk about once just to say that you've watched it mm-hmm. and that it's good or it's okay. And then I'll just slowly tap away at it one episode at a time because I don't feel the need to have to rush through them after speaking about it. And there's other ones that I genuinely are like, oh, I really like that. I just do not get time to finish it. And I just have to, I think for me, it's time restraints that have forced me into the mindset where I just, it's okay to let go of some shows.
Look, I'm in the same boat. I get everything on my iPad and I generally get to this time of year and because a lot of the week-to-week shows aren't on, it lets me do a lot of catch-up, but at the same time, it's when I cull. So if there's a show that I've got 10 episodes of and haven't gotten to and I don't think I'm going to get to, I'll cull it.
Yeah.
And that sucks because there's a lot of shows that I was enjoying.
Yeah.
But knowing that I've got to commit about half an actual day to catch up for something that comes back in 2 months is too much to get my head around.
It's too much.
I honestly watched 4 hours plus television every night for the show. There's a lot of stuff that, as you say, that we watch one or two episodes of so we can talk about. Yep. And I go, oh, that's great. I'd love to keep watching it. And just don't.
It's too hard. There are even shows that I really enjoy and, you know, they're some of my favourite shows. And particularly at this time of year where there's quite a lot of stuff that's really like Leah-focused, Leah-centric, I find that hard to catch up with simply because there's like 4 or 5 hour-long episodes of stuff coming out every single week and I'm like, oh, I've got to watch these, but I don't necessarily need to talk about them in the podcast.
Yep.
So should I watch them now or should I watch them in a week's time and catch up on some new stuff?
I have a self-imposed rule in that we normally record on a Tuesday. Mm-hmm. So Tuesday night and Saturday night, I watch what I want. It's not for the show at all. There's nothing that I purposely watch stuff that I don't want to talk about.
Yep.
And segregate those two nights and I watch some real trash that you guys don't need to hear about.
Me too.
It's great.
And I will watch Homes Under the Hammer. I will watch Four in the Bed or whatever that BB Airbnb show is.
I will,
love it.
I will watch Pool Kings and Secrets of the Zoo
and
all that stuff. The other thing is I put shows on when I go to sleep.
Mm.
So I watch a lot of documentaries going to sleep. And that helps with the backlog. Yeah. Or a Hawaii 50 or, you know.
Yeah, something that will relax you and you don't have to really focus on. I get you. Jeremy. Oh, my gosh. This one is in capital letters.
Oh, Jeremy. This sounds like Jeremy spoke in class today. Sorry.
Very important question.
Mm-hmm.
Who was / is your favorite Mighty Morphin Power Ranger?
Tommy.
Pink one. I can't remember her name, but she was in
Amy
Felicity.
Jo Johnston.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember her. I had a crush on her.
Mainly because she... So from Felicity was the crush or Mighty Morphin? Mighty Morphin.
Yeah. Yeah, when I was young.
Yeah. She was the original, right?
Yep. And Tommy was the Green Ranger who became the White Ranger.
Oh, yes. Who was the one that when not wearing the mask had the glasses? Was that Tommy? I can't remember. Was a guy that wore glasses. He was the wholesome one.
Yeah, that's not Tommy.
Well, they were all wholesome.
No, Tommy was the dark one.
When didn't they do a Mighty Morphin movie or...
Yes, they filmed at Darling Harbour.
Yeah.
I was around 1990... Oh, I was going to say 5, but I think it was more 97.
A bit later.
Just a touch later.
Hmm. When I was not Mighty Morphining anymore. I was Felicitying then.
Well, I think there was some crossover between Spice Girls era and Mighty Morphin.
Yeah. Yeah, because 97 is prime.
That's Spice World.
That is Spice World, starring the Spice Girls and Jennifer Saunders.
And close personal friend of the show, Richard E. Grant.
That's right. Yeah. He was in a couple of girls' episodes where he was in like this rehab place and he played that slightly creepy guy. And I'm like, that's because And I really am enjoying you in this role because that's the aura that I get from you in every role that I've seen you in.
Have you seen With Nell and I?
No.
Homework.
Okay. So how old? What, like when?
80s.
Uh-huh.
Just watch it.
Okay.
I don't want to tell you anything.
What's it called again?
With Nail and
with
I.
With Nail and I.
So With Nail is one word. Uh-huh. That's a name of someone.
With Nail.
And it's about two guys that go to a house and debauchery ensues. And I don't know. It kind of, it's not the same as Young Ones, but it has a Young Ones spirit.
Oh, I love Young Ones.
It's
With Nail and I.
Yeah.
Their plastic surgeon doesn't want them doing any activity where balls fly at their nose. You're listening to We Are The Watchers.
Corey, there's heaps of streaming services coming soon and I'm already trying to plan which ones I want more than others.
Mm.
How many are you guys going to subscribe to and are you worried about missing out on stuff? I've been tossing up whether to do Amazon Prime.
I also have been considering Amazon Prime.
I'm getting really close to making that decision because it also looks like you can kind of... There are benefits outside of
ordering just the stream. Stuff.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I wasn't sold on Amazon when it was just Top Gear or the new those guys. What's called Grand Tour, but Good Omens. Yeah,
American Gods. I'm still keen.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff on there, and it looks like they've got a lot more cool stuff coming.
Seems
up.
To have quite a lot of movies as well. I'm also very interested in seeing what Apple do.
Sure.
I don't think I'm going to be someone who's going to jump on board first off, though.
Look, I think Apple has the potential to do some fantastic documentaries.
Mm.
And I'm very interested in that side because the factual things that I've seen Apple put out so far are very well done. Mm. High quality, high production values. They look great. I don't know what they're going to be like with narrative, long form, short form. I don't know. Whether they're going to do talk shows, reality shows,
well, maybe they
stuff.
Will because Oprah was there. Remember,
that's what I mean. Of
who was there? It was Oprah. It was Jennifer Aniston. There was some bloke, but yeah, they kind of went. Here are some stars. We're alluding to the fact that you're going to get some A-list.
Yep.
Stuff.
Was it Aniston and Renee Zellweger? Maybe are doing a show.
Maybe. I can't remember.
It might be Reese. No.
I can see those two doing something though, and I know exactly what it's going to be. And I know that there's going to be people who go, I wish it wasn't bad. And that's the end.
Mm.
And then in a month's time, they'll go, oh, yeah, that's right. I watched that. It wasn't bad. And that's the only thing. But I think I'm not sure what Oprah's going to do because doesn't she still have her own network? Or is that gone?
I've not kept up with Oprah.
Okay. You don't get her weekly emails?
I rescinded my book club membership.
This is too much reading. Yeah. I can't read and watch at the same time. It's too much. Matthew.
For me, it's Disney Plus.
Yes.
That's the one I'm most hanging for. I'm also interested in seeing what Warner Media will be. If they do lock down J.J. Abrams, I'm doubly interested.
And we were talking about that in the last week's episode of The Watchers, that they have taken not only The Office, but they're taking Friends and they're rebooting a whole heap of their 80s and early 90s sitcoms. So there's a fair bit that looks like they're going to try and offer people. You just have to decide whether it's worth the money.
That's right. And look, it'd be interesting to see what Netflix comes up with to counteract these things because... They've
definitely got the heads up.
Look, that's at the moment what they have is the advantage of being first.
Mm-hmm.
They have to maintain quality and variety.
Variety's the spice of streaming life, that's for sure.
It's a spicy.
All right, Matthew, we're going to get to you right now. What's your favourite Keanu Reeves movie?
That is a tough question because there are many options.
There's so many. Like the first two that came to my mind were Speed and the first Matrix.
Sure.
But they're both really different.
They are. My first one was Constantine. I love him in Constantine.
I used to love Bill and Ted, both of those movies.
I really enjoy him in Street Kings.
I've not seen that.
It's a really underrated movie. It got slammed a lot. It was about 2008. That was the movie I interviewed him for.
Ah.
And I don't know. It's a cop drama.
Does he play the name John, character John? Because most of his characters are called John.
Something like that. It's nothing too fancy.
Yeah.
It's a very early Chris Evans role when he was starting to be more serious. Yeah, I quite enjoy that. I'm trying to think what else. He's been in a lot of good things.
And different stuff too.
Was it Parenthood?
Oh, I love that movie. And he's great in that. Yep. If I had to go and watch a Keanu Reeves movie right now, I might go and see Speaks. I just haven't seen it for ages.
Sure. Oh, see, and now I'm throw out A Scanner Darkly.
No, do not know.
Cell-shaded movie where whenever they smoke stuff, then they see the world in 2D animation.
Like late 90s, early 2000s, was
yeah,
it?
Somewhere
something
around
like
there.
That, yeah. That
Scanner
was interesting.
Darkly.
I forgot that even existed.
It's a good movie.
It is good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, those are the movies we're watching.
I really enjoyed that question. Thank you, Matthew. Good one.
It still got me thinking.
Yeah.
Because there was that My Own Private Idaho. I saw that maybe 5 years ago for the first time ever.
Johnny Mnemonic.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the other Sandra Bullock movies that he's been in. What about the one where he was... was he like a samurai or something? Not The Last Samurai. He was in some sort of... That was good.
It wasn't Ronan. I do like Ronan.
I really need to go on a Keanu Reeves movie session now.
Become a watcher on Facebook. Facebook.com/WeAreTheWatchers.
Dean. Yes, Dean. Oh, okay, Tom. You ready? This is for you.
All right.
It's been a while since I've heard Tom's Christopher Walken impersonation. Any chance of one now?
Wow.
That'll do.
This wild, crazy. It's Toy Story with Keanu. So good.
Dean, I hope that gave you enough Christopher Walken impersonations to last till the next time you ask. And Dean, do ask again.
Yeah.
Feel free to.
Always happy to provide.
Always happy. Always. Vicky, I saw on your Instagram post and I heard you talking about it in last week's Watchers episode, showing the similarities between Game of Thrones scene with Drogon's wings coming up behind Daenerys and the wings of Gilead behind Dune. It made me think if Dany flew to Gilead, she could just deal with them all and be seen as a hero.
Oh, redemptive for everyone.
Like if she did what she did at, not Winterfell, what's the place called? King's Landing.
Mm. She'd be perceived as a hero.
Yeah, completely different perception, right?
Mm.
I mean, sure, there'd be some handmaids and Marthas that potentially would get lost in the collateral damage, but, you know.
She'd be liberating people.
She sure would be.
Be a lot of toasty babies. Crispy baby.
Oh, sorry, there's another section. She actually asked a question.
Okay.
I was
going to say that was a very nice statement.
Sorry. What cool crossovers would you like to see in TV shows?
Are they things that are currently still on, like in production, so it could potentially happen?
Possible.
Or just dream crossovers?
Oh, look, whichever one grabs you.
I always wanted the little guy and I forget his name, the person who owned the island from Fantasy Island. Yeah. I always wanted them to walk out on Lost.
Yes. The plane.
Yeah. Yeah. The plane bus. The plane.
Crashed on the sand. That's really good. What would a crossover that I would like to see? See, my fantasy crossovers were always like video games and video game mechanics.
Sure.
Like, you know, I would be better at this game if I had, you know, Call of Duty mechanics.
So you'd like
this.
To play Tomb Raider in Gears of War?
Yeah, that kind of thing. That would be my
less hide and cover system, more parkour.
It was a really good parkour game.
Mirror's Edge.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Not played.
It's an actual parkour game.
Because Dying Light's very parkour.
Sure. Yeah.
Apparently, they're going to parkour a lot in Dying Light too.
Parkour.
I've still not answered Vicky's question because I'm putting it off until I think.
I can see.
Okay, I've got it.
You've got it. Let me guess.
All right.
You would like to see...
Oh, I know. I've answered this before, or at least I've spoken about it.
I'm so close. Just...
Okay.
You would like to see the Vicar of Dibley...
Yes.
...on Absolutely Fabulous.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Indubitably. Not often you get to use that word.
No.
It would work too because I can see.
It's a shared sensibility.
It really is.
And they're actual friends in real life. That helps.
That would happen. I think there was only ever one Dawn French cameo in Ab Fab. Yeah. She played a TV host. No, but I've spoken about this before. If you got like some of the people from Walking Dead into Game of Thrones with like all their weapons.
Helpful.
So helpful.
Can you imagine Tormund and Negan teared up, paired up?
A buddy adventure, I was going to say road trip. Yeah, it's still road trip.
Can you imagine how cocky Negan would do the Negan lean while drinking from a horn?
What about Tormund and Jerry?
Sure.
That's
compare
real.
Compare axes.
Yeah, that's right.
Who would Tormund chase? It would be Carol, right?
It's 100% Carol. Because Michonne's too serious, although Brienne's serious.
They say you're married to a king. Come lay with a man.
Stephanie.
Is this Tidy or a different Stephanie?
I don't think it's Tidy.
Okay.
No, it's definitely not based on the question.
It's not teacher grammar?
It's not teacher grammar. It's also, she would never ask this question.
Okay.
There's supposed to be new consoles coming out next year. Mm. I've heard you both talking about gaming. So I was wondering if either of you are going to be first adopters or will you wait a bit to buy a new console?
Yes. I'm always a first adopter.
I've not been a first adopter that often.
Oh, I'm queue up at midnight.
Oh, wow, okay.
Give me that console. Now, in my defense, the last console war, I was working on the Xbox account. So I needed the new Xbox in the same way that I needed the new PlayStation to know what the competition was up to.
To compare, contrast.
So the previous generation, I had very, very good financial reasons to do so.
Absolutely.
Whereas this now, I'm a lot more picky and choosy. Mm. So it really depends on what they come out with. I am enjoying my Xbox very much at the moment with the 4K on the setup and stuff.
They're both talking about 8K now, which I don't even think exists yet.
I prefer PlayStation, but that seems to be the general consensus with this generation.
Oh, yeah, sure. I think it really is all about what the games are. Like, if they're, and I suspect this could potentially be the case, if PlayStation say, all right, we're launching with Last of Us 2, I'm getting it. I want to play that game. I want to see how that world is now, however many years later.
What's the Xbox game, the exclusive that they release with?
Halo's not really my thing.
Agreed. Halo is not my thing. It does not sell it for me at all.
I know that they've bought a lot of, what do you call them, production houses that make games. So I'm intrigued to see what that, if any of them, I assume they will have some of them that are ready for launch. I think it's game-based.
For me, it's entirely game-based.
Yeah.
I want a great platformer. Like, my favourite games are still from back in the day of your Banjo-Kazooie
or
Conker's Bad Fur Day. Like, I love peak Rare when Rare were doing that and GoldenEye and all these amazing games. If Xbox can launch with a few like that, I'll be all over it.
Yeah.
They did well last time because they launched with Zoo Tycoon. Wasn't a great game. Played it a lot.
It was just for you.
That's what I needed.
All right, Stephanie, good luck. Let us know what you're thinking as well. TheWatchersPodcast@gmail.com if you're going to grab it or just wait and see a few months.
I'm even like there's a new Switch coming and I'm slightly tempted because it's a bit lighter.
Is there any other difference?
I haven't followed enough to know, but I think they're doing like a Switch XL and then a Switch Mini or something like that.
I don't
plug my Switch in to play on the big screen. I just use it like
it's
a game.
It's just a handheld thing. Yeah. Switch is turning out to be like the place where indie games are going.
Yeah, it's real. I love my Switch.
That intrigues me.
And I had a lot of fun with Zelda and, you know, the big AAA titles.
Got another Zelda coming soon.
Oh, yeah. Well, we've got Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3 coming in like 3 weeks. That's huge.
That's your thing.
Oh, that's like I've been waiting 10 plus years for that to come. Long, long time. So, but yeah, Switch are killing it on the exclusives, I feel like. And part of that is that they're snapping up indie people for the eShop.
Yeah.
And the stuff on there is really good.
What's the pricing like for those indie
games? Pretty reasonable.
Yeah.
Pretty reasonable. They're not asking ridiculous.
Like, that's good.
Some of them are a bit expensive, but, you know, reasonably comparable to iTunes Store.
Okay.
You know, like getting app games.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, that's good.
Yes, they do want to build a snowman. You're listening to We Are The Watchers.
Evan, I heard Fred Savage's show What Just Happened didn't rate well. What do you think his next job should be? You jumped several steps ahead there, Evan.
Yeah, you've signed the death knell for What Just Happened.
Wow, that came and went pretty quickly. His next job. Well, let's have a look at what he's been in recently. Friends from College.
Yep, Deadpool 2.
Yeah, What Just Happened. Hang on a second. I've just had a brain thought, a brainwave snap thing. There was word about a month ago that Princess Bride is going to become a musical.
Sure.
What if he is the narrator on stage in Broadway? On Broadway as the narrator. Yeah. Sit off by the side of the stage.
Do you think he could be reading the book to a new young actor?
Oh, yes.
Bring it full circle.
Obviously, it'd have to be a new actor every night because kids can't be on stage every single night. So you have a different version.
Sure.
Like, you know,
maybe you pull someone from the crowd.
Oh, they yeah, because they don't have to be anything. No, they just have to sit there.
And they have to chime in and complain. You're not reading it right. Bit of that every now and then. But, yeah, I could see that working.
What do you reckon? Anything else he should be in?
Oh, I want him to get heaps jacked and go on UFC.
Yes!
Imagine Fred Savage as an MMA fighter with that smile, but that anger, that crazy tension behind the eyes.
Yeah, the eyes.
He's really reinvented himself the last few years as a very willing meta actor in the same way James Van Der Beek has. I would quite happily watch a show of the two of them teamed up trying to pitch a new... you know, a late night dual co-host show.
They've both got the similar sort of sense of humour as well.
And they've both got that weird, we're in our 40s, but look still in our 20s.
Yeah, how have they done that?
They've got pictures of Dorian Gray for sure. Okay. It's horrible portraits in their attics.
That'll teach them. You're up for one more?
Yeah.
One more question?
I've got room. Let me just...
You good?
There we go.
There we go.
Room.
Comfortable now. Mm. All right. Linton has sent an email. Yo, watchers. So cool.
I was not expecting that tone from Linton.
He said it's my best buddy Xavier's birthday this week and I was wondering if you could do a shout out.
Sup, Zaves?
He says he loves our work.
X to the mother flipping V.
You're so cool, dude. Xavier, happy birthday. I really hope you listen to this. Like, I hope that Linton hasn't gone, there's a podcast that you don't listen to, but you're going to have to listen to this one particular one because there's a shout out.
It's right at the end.
Yeah, it's right at the end. I hope that you're like on your way to work or uni or whatever and you're just listening to the podcast and suddenly this has happened.
Yeah, happy birthday for when it was your birthday, any and all Xaviers.
So casually warm and charming.
In French, do you think what we say Xavier, Xavier?
Yeah, there must be a Zar. It can't be Zay. Xavier.
Like the same way they say Xavier.
Xavier. Xavier.
Is it Xavier?
Xavier.
Because they say Javier instead
Javier.
Of
Xavier.
We say Javier.
Xavier.
Are we going mad?
How long have we been saying this for?
I feel like we've been saying this for a long time.
I think we have.
Well done, Linton. Yeah. You just broke us.
Yeah, that was... I think we need to have a lie down or at least a walk around the block or something.
That was not the question I thought that was finally going to break my brain.
It was just a simple request too.
God, with that, I think I've earned a holiday.
You certainly have. And I'm looking forward to when you come back and you tell us all about all the adventures you have had.
I'll bring some things. I will bring some photos.
We can
put some photos up on our various social channels, such as...
Well, you need to go over to Instagram. It's where we're probably the busiest, aren't we?
Yeah, I think so.
We
generally try and do it for the gram.
That's right. Twitter, we post some stuff. We also be a bit sassy on other people's posts.
Why not?
There was one right where they were talking about Spider-Man and they were saying, oh, it's amazing. It's really good that Tom Holland did. Oh, I know. It was when he and Jake went to a kids' hospital dressed and in character.
I saw, yes.
Which was really lovely. And because he was in character, he put on the American Spider-Man accent. And someone goes, well, he was in character, so why would he have an accent? Spider-Man doesn't have an accent. And I went, well, technically he does. It's an American one. Why is it always Americans that reckon they don't have an accent?
I don't know.
And everyone's got an accent.
Yeah, and Spider-Man's from New Jersey.
That's an accent.
You guys all, like, yeah.
I got a friend from New Jersey, and it's not super thick, but whenever she says yeah, she goes yeah. It's like yeah. It's really elongated. She would say no.
Very nasally.
Yeah.
So us Aussies really understand them quite well.
That's right. No, that's why we're good friends with New Jersey people.
New Jersey.
New Jersey. Yeah, a Twitter, just look up for the Watchers podcast. And, of course, we are on Facebook as well. I think on Facebook we are actually We Are The Watchers.
Mm. Oh, update. I'm no longer accepting Ravens.
Oh, really? So,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a while since Game of Thrones finished.
That's right. So they can now return to Raven's home with Raven Simone. Be gone, Ravens, be gone. I will, however, now accept leeches.
Because of?
Blood sucking. Send me your blood.
Okay, leeches, please. Fantastic. Tom, thank you very much.
Toodle pip.
Always a classic.
Mm.